Yo, hey everybody, welcome to my first ever podcast. I really thank you for listening. I think this is gonna be the hardest episode I've ever recorded. I'm talking about the future too. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I know we're gonna be a couple episodes in, so I think this is the hardest ever. Because this is really new for me. Like I said, this is a new journey, new experience. So I'm just trying it out, seeing what it's like. And I know a lot of other people, you know, they're going through the same thing, whether it's just moving or just moving away, starting a new journey. You know, it could be kind of hard, especially when you have so much things to let go of, so much things that you got going on in your life. Yeah, I mean, it could be pretty serious. And I don't think a lot of people take that in consideration every day. Like, hey, this is new for me, so it's gonna be hard. But what I say is just keep a clear, you know, level-headed mind throughout the whole journey, because that's really what's gonna keep you together. I'm young. I'm very young, so I still have a lot to experience. So I'm not gonna, you know, sit here. I know everything. So when you hear me talk, take my advice. I'm saying I feel like I'm very smart for my age, but I would say take what I say. Just use it to your best advantage if you can. If you feel like what I'm saying is bad for you, don't take it. This is here to listen, really. Just here to reach out for anybody that needs it. But yeah, this is exactly what it is. And I didn't know what my purpose was, and I still don't. You know, I'm just trying new things out. This is the first podcast, and I feel like it's gonna go great. And I'm gonna continue to do more, because you have to try. That's another thing. I don't mean to cut myself off, but when you're trying new things, you got to make sure you actually try. Like, give 100%. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you like, and you know, you genuinely feel like, okay, like, this might be something that I can do, make sure you're giving 100% at it, because if you're not, it's not going to work out. But it also starts with believing, like, just believing in yourself. I think that's number one, because if you don't believe in yourself, who is? And in a sense, it's hard, especially after, you know what I'm saying, you've seen what you've done in the past and your mistakes, but you just got to realize that it's day one. You know what I'm saying? It's day one, not, you know what I'm saying, one day. It's day one. So the day you decide, hey, I'm going to put this bullshit to the side and become a better person, which that I know I am, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody has a little bit of good in them. So everybody can better themselves. It's just the choice. You get what I'm saying? The choice. And once you sit there and really decide that, and you really genuinely feel like making a change, I feel like all of the mistakes in the past don't matter. But you also have to be self-aware. You also have to be self-aware of your mistakes. And that's very vital. I feel like you still have to be like, okay, yeah, like, I did this, but this is how I'm going to react. You know what I'm saying? Reacting is a very crucial part of a new journey, is how you react to certain things. Because life really throws curveballs. But I know a new journey definitely isn't easy. I'm not too far into mine. But what I can say is, your journey is definitely your journey. Do not compare it to nobody else's. And I know you've probably heard this a lot, but it's so important, because they tell you to hang around people that's going to support you and help you do better. And they might be at a level that you're not at yet. So every day you're hanging around them, you know, maybe picking apart what you can from them. But sometimes your self-esteem might go lower, and you might be like, hey, I want to be there, you know. But you also got to realize, hey, I'm new at this. I'm learning. This is a journey. You know what I'm saying? This is what you got to do to become better. So don't ever just compare your journey to somebody else's. Your time is your time. That's what my coach used to tell me in the weight room, but I never knew it, that it would come into my life and be so vital. He used to be like, your weight is your weight. What you live is what you live. Don't compare your weight to nobody else's. Everybody's going to get stronger. Everybody's going to live. You know, and it's the same way for life. You know, your journey is your journey. Don't compare it to nobody else's because you are one of one. And I think it's very important for people to realize that. And sometimes people don't realize that until, like, they're very, you know, they're older. And I'm happy that I caught it young. And half the time it is from childhood. That's the crazy thing. Most people, and, like, they'll never, because, like, when you were a child, man, like, you were a child. You were, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't really make sense of everything. You was just doing what was fun to you, and you know what I'm saying? Things happen, and I understand that everybody's childhood isn't great. So, you know what I'm saying? But you still made the best out of it, what you could. So, you kind of, you know what I'm saying, wrap it up, patch the wounds, and, you know, keep it going. And eventually, over time, you don't realize that, you know what I'm saying, the bandages are, you know, dirty and stuff like that. So, it's kind of like, damn, like, I just been bleeding and walking this whole time. People caught a trail of me, and they can really just catch back up to me at any time that they want to. You know, it's like you're kind of walking slowly. You're walking hurt. And when you get there, you're like, damn, I didn't really go nowhere at all. Like, I've been in the same place hurting. But you don't ever want to suffer. And I think a lot of people today make themselves suffer. And I feel like that's a result of social media for sure. And I am even a victim of it. So I'm not just talking of everybody else. This goes for me too, because I scroll on social media constantly too. But I think that's a very big reason why people do that. Social media is just so, like, it's bad. It's a distraction. I think as you get older, you're really supposed to focus on your mind and figuring out who you are and what your purpose is and what you think you should be doing going forward. Because life waits on no man. Life really doesn't wait on anybody. It's gonna come. You know, it's gonna come, boss. But it's gonna come, and people don't realize that. People don't realize that. But I'm here to help you realize that, because I'm realizing that day by day. That's why I'm trying. You really have to try, and it hurts. But I'm glad that people are just moving forward. You see people that are strong every day. And I really do commend them for that, because I'd be hurting a lot too. I'd be hurting. But you gotta strive to move forward. Oh man. But yes, social media, I think, is a big downfall of this generation, and especially with everything I see every day. Oh my God, it's getting out of hand. Like, what is demure? Y'all know what that is? Like, I never heard of demure till now. Like, it's a new trend. Very mindful, very demure. Like, come on. Like, we got to stop doing that. Like, everybody carries a trend. And trends are just... Trends shouldn't even be a word, really. I feel like people really define themselves based on the trends they do. Like, TikTok trends, just trends, fashion trends. Everything is a trend, like. And it's like people really don't get the pattern. Like, once one trend ends, another one starts. You know what I'm saying? And it just dies out, boom, boom, boom. But this demure stuff is going to get on my nerves. We just got to the end of period. Now we're at demure. I'm not going to tell you how young I am, until we get like later into the episodes. You know what I'm saying? So, but I will say that I'm still in school. I'm not gonna say if I'm high school, college, but I am gonna hate the girls walking around here saying Ymir. It's just gonna make me mad. I don't know about y'all, but it's gonna make me mad. But regardless, I just think social media is really distracting everybody from what they want to do. Some people have good principles and a good mindset and know how to sit down and be like, okay, this is too much social media. I need to go outside. I need to, like, and it's not just putting the phone down and going outside. I feel like it has a lot to do with just, you know, working on your mind internally and what you want to do, like what you genuinely want to do, because you could really lose yourself doing, being caught up in what other people do and just doing what other people do, like copying them, right? I don't want to be copy and paste. You're made with something that's different from everybody. So, like, why not figure that out? That's what you're here for. Like, that's what you're here for, to figure out what sets you apart. And people are so fascinated with being caught up with what other people are doing. Like, Instagram stories, like, let's be honest. I'll be watching them. It's good to check up on your friends and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's cool. Like, yo, you went to the beach, all right, you know, kicking shit like that. Yeah, boom. Like, it's cool, but, bro, you gotta worry about you, man, real shit. Like, and what you bring to the table, because them stories don't check up on you. Them stories don't check up on you. You check up on them stories. You go and, you know, they don't. At the end of the day, they're not gonna check up on you. You have the willpower to figure out your purpose and what you want as far as a career, a life, everything like that. And I'm still trying to figure it out. So as this podcast is bigger and as it grows, and hopefully this is it, you know what I'm saying? And I truly believe that it is, because I've always, as a kid, you know what I'm saying, had a conversation with myself. You really gotta love yourself. And like, I always never really felt like I had anybody, so I used to talk to myself. Like, honestly, if I'm gonna keep it a buck, y'all boys, I used to talk to myself, and I feel like that's fine, because at the end of the day, you're gonna have yourself. You're gonna have to love yourself. Like, I just can't, like, I can't see. You gotta give yourself some respect, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if you have bad habits, you're putting your body through those bad habits. You know what I'm saying? You're putting your body through those bad habits, and you're still pushing it. You're still going day by day. So it's like, you gotta give your body some type of respect, man. And that's me, is just finding out what I said differently from everybody. What, you know what I'm saying? Giving my potential to the full extent, you feel me? Like, I you know what I'm saying? I gotta try. And I just hope that you hear me today and be like, yeah, man, I gotta try too. But as I was a child, one thing I thought, everything that was internal, I felt like it was just me. Like, I always felt like, oh yeah, I'm the only one that thinks that's this way. But that's one thing social media is kind of good for. Is you figure out, like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's just like you, and you just gotta grab your audience and be like, okay, this is the people that I genuinely fuck with. This is the people that, you know what I'm saying, understands and has my mindset. And I think at the end of the day, it's very important too, that having respect for yourself is also having respect for the people you hang around. Because if you hang around some bad people, like, come on, like, you're not giving your respect to yourself at all. Like, that's terrible. But, like, really, it's self-improvement out here, man. It's really self-improvement. Every day should be like that. And I'm not saying don't have no fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't live your life. But it's going to have ups and downs, you know? Like, expect it. Like, it's going to happen. It's just how you react to it. And just make sure that every day, like, yeah, I'm not the best, but I'm getting better. Like, I'm getting better every day. So I think that's where my happiness comes from. I think this is, that's how I'm happy. Like I know, like, every day when I get up, like, I'm gonna try in some way to be better. And I know a lot of people don't. So in that aspect, and I know that people don't try to get better. I just feel like, you know, I'm different in that way. Like, I try in some way to be better. So it makes me happy. That makes me happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's where a lot of pride from, you know, some of these people that become successful. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be like, they're cocky and stuff. But no, like, I put in the work genuinely every day, and that's what made me happy. And now that I just get a little, you know what I'm saying, fame and money off of it, like, man, I've been like this. I've been working. You know what I'm saying? I've been working every day, every day. So it's not being cocky. This is just who I am. This is the work I put in. I know the outcome that I'm going to get because I work every day. And that's really it, bro. Like, that's how I feel like I'm going to live my life, is just continue to be better. And yeah, I'm going to have them days where I'm not going to feel like it. So I'm going to have them days where it's like, yeah, no, like, this isn't it. You know what I'm saying? When I'm the mad days, I'm sad days. But remember that you are human. Like, throughout this experience, you're a human. And it's okay. If you went left, you were supposed to go right. It's okay if things were up and they went down. You know what I'm saying? You made those decisions and you felt confident in what, you know what I'm saying, you did at that moment. And you just got to learn to move on and just be better. Like, I struggle, like, with, it's surprisingly, with how young I am, I struggle with wanting to become a man. Like, how young I am, I'm surprised that I'm ready to be that. Because I was just held at that since a young age. Like, when I was able to just comprehend just enough, like, I was always held at, you got to be a man. You got to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the childhood years flew by, and I'm steady trying to be a man. So that's why I say, in your journey, enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. Don't compare your journey to nobody, because you have, it's going to go by. It's going to, one day, you're going to realize that, damn, that time went quick. So it's really like, you just enjoy it. Like, enjoy it. Like, enjoy it, man. Like, the ups, the downs. Like, because even when it's bad at certain moments, like, that's how you know shit's getting real. Like, that's how you know, yeah, like, I'm human. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just can't be all jolly all the time. Like, sometimes it humbles you and it serves you a lesson. Like, I think, like, bad times make you smarter. You know what I'm saying? You know, people say it makes you, you know, harder and shit like that. And I believe it does, man. But I think if one necessary thing to have in your journey is love. Like, you can't really start your journey without love. And it doesn't, and what, mainly, it has to start with yourself. It definitely has to start with yourself. But, you know, love from other people can help a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying, family. And I understand that most people's family isn't the best, you know what I'm saying. I didn't grow up with the best family. But as long as somebody loves you, you know somebody loves you, and you know you love yourself, I'm pretty sure that's going to be enough to carry you over each and every day. Just and showing love is just as good as getting it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be like, I want love, I want this. Man, giving it feels just as good. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know you're getting that back. Just, you know what I'm saying? People are so quick to just give it away. It's just, you can't do that now. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a little bit of a barrier around that with today and now's generation. But that's okay. Like, because everybody's not meant for you. And some people realize that young, some people realize that old, and it's sad. But yeah, everybody's not meant for you. And you just got to realize that. So love the people who love you. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy their time. Enjoy their process, you know? Enjoy your process. And just live life, bro. Like, live life. Like, your journey, I think it's authentic. That's why, like, when I look at people that's so uniquely themselves, I give them the most respect, because it's like, okay, you're not afraid to be you, and you're finding your purpose, and you're executing it to the highest level. So I think that's something we should strive, you know what I'm saying, for humans at least. I think that's what our purpose is just, you know, finding your purpose, you know what I'm saying, what's uniquely your purpose. But I'm gonna stop there, and I hope y'all have a great night, evening, morning, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying. I just hope that you really love yourself, and if you're alone at night or in the morning, hell, doesn't matter what time, that you understand that you got yourself, and that's all you need. Really all you need is yourself. So in that case, I'll see y'all later. Can't wait for the next episode. I'm excited, and let's get things rolling, man. I appreciate y'all.